Talking with the Experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And all I ask is that if you get the chance to, when you're listening and watching this podcast, that you click the follow or subscribe button. I would really love that. And so don't forget to click on the bell on YouTube so that you know when further episodes are released. Now, my guest today is Athena Todd, and we're going to be talking about all things AI driven to get engagement for higher conversions. Now, Athena, God bless her, who's just in the middle of traveling, you know, around the world, is a trusted cross-cultural branding expert, AI consultant, and co-founder of Launch Lab Academy. She has over 16 years of experience in business consulting and cross-cultural communication, and she specializes in helping coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs streamline operations and elevate their personal brands. Since integrating AI into her work in 2023, Athena has empowered clients to simplify workflows, boost productivity, and attract high-quality leads, saving up to 60% of their time. She has been recognized with the 2016 Difference Maker of the Year and the 2024 Global Recognition Award. Athena's expertise has been featured in Brains Magazine, acknowledged by the University of Oregon's Global Leadership Program, and included in the marquee Who's Who in America. Athena, it is such a pleasure to have you. Welcome to Talking with the Experts.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose, for inviting me. I really appreciate having the opportunity and speaking to your Australian crowd.
So tell me a little bit, how did you come from, you know, most of us come from business backgrounds. Mm-hmm. What intrigued you most about AI and how it could help you and other business owners?
So I guess a lot of my, my business journey really started as, you know, like most of immigrant, like I said, I'm a cross-cultural branding expert, is really starting this coming from a different culture, you know, come to a United States to study for the college. And of course, going through the career transition and all that, started discovering my passion and all that. I actually had been coaching even since I was younger, just did not realize that is actually my career path. You just kind of, sometimes you just follow what you love to do. And then when you look back, you're like, oh, that has been my career path all along, right? So so ever since I starting in, especially the company that I work for, because you know, I don't run business when I was in my 20s, so just be honest. So when that at the time I was working for somebody else, I noticed a lot of a department I was working in, and that I had been in charge in sales, marketing, and operations. So that is, it doesn't matter what type of companies I was working with, I have been learning a great deal of how the sales and marketing and the whole operation works. And those are kind of a, marketing is technically is the oxygen of all business. And, you know, operations kind of like your, if you look at a, you know, kind of like a blood flow of the whole, you know, entire body, right? So that is just kind of how I have learned how the whole system works. So when I started my own business, and I was coaching with the, at the time, I was actually coaching with Rich Dad Education. I don't know how many of your customer, your client or audience know in the United States, there's a book, the guy, the pretty successful business entrepreneur named Robert Kiyosaki. Mm-hmm. He has a book all around the world called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So I was actually, you know, that's part of the personal branding. I was branding myself to the point it was making it unknown, and then reach out to me to be part of their coaching team for some time. So during that part of the process, I learned how people are afraid when they're first starting out, some of their fear, and especially the technology, how they integrate in their business. That is, always the biggest concern, especially what I have noticed. I naturally started to attract the people are 40 and up, and so most of the people are in the 40 and 50. They work for the companies for so long for supporting their family and all that. So by the time they're either close to retirement or they are retired early, they want to have a career of their own. They want to do something meaningful. And so a lot of them are coaches, become coaches and consultant just because based on their career they have been. And then, but the one thing they are not able to figure out is, okay, so I have the expertise in my own respectful field, but I have no idea how nowadays, AI is part of our everyday life now. And how exactly going to integrate in that into the business too? We hear people talking about how that saved times, and then but a lot of them, especially last year, we have seen a lot of businesses are just trying to get familiar with the even the tools. So most people heard about ChatGPT, and there's people you get to see people on social media. They playing with some tools. They play some with create some funny videos or funny images and things like that. But that is the that is kind of where most people stop, and they don't really know how to connecting the dots. Okay, generate some cool videos, generate some cool images about myself, about my business, or demonstrating my methodology through using the AI tools. But how exactly all of them link in and integrated together, that is still a mystery for most businesses. So that's kind of where we come in to help people connecting the dots, and that is exactly the trend for 2025 moving forward. You can expect in the next 5 to 10 years, you'll start seeing actually, matter of fact, 80% of business in the world are going to be looking for professional to help them integrate AI in the business. Because last year, playing around was fun, but they realize you cannot really just running your business on doing something fun. They really need to start taking seriously. Just kind of like, maybe it was just me. When I was younger, I thought I can save money by doing taxes on my own. I learned about bookkeeping, learned as much as taxes as possible, but that is just not where my heart is. It's not what I want to do. Maybe save me a few hundred or a few thousand bucks, but that's not something I enjoy to do. Just like, people will hire a professional to do something they are not enjoying doing. If they learn it, they could possibly do it themselves, but do they want to spend time to do the technology and digging to see which machine will work best for their operations? We found a lot of people just don't have time to do that or even have an interest.
I totally agree. I mean, I have an unwell husband, so I have a lot of time to spend at home, and I love ChatGPT, and I've actually trained it, really well to get, I've asked it to create me a brand voice and a brand persona, and it's pretty spot on after all this information that I've actually uploaded into it. And I've asked it to remember those things when it's creating future chats with me, and it's absolutely incredible. And sometimes I don't know where I'd be without it, because sometimes my brain doesn't work, and I put an idea in there and it just comes up with this whole big article or blog post or social media post or something, and it's actually wonderful. And I don't know why people are so against it, but I think it's probably something that they're frightened of, and they don't un and you're right, they don't understand it, and they don't understand the strategies for using it and how to use it for their branding and how to use it for their business. So tell me, Athena, what are some strategies that people can use AI for their branding?
So to, I get to ask this question a lot. A lot of time when, a lot of businesses that come to us, especially like when I said, most business people that are coming to us are coaches and consultant. And then and the people are 50 and up, and the one thing they're really looking forward to hear from me is, Athena, do you have a magic button? or I just can just click it and I can do just automate everything for me. I was like, maybe someday, but we're not there yet. So, that's kind of why we every time I before I automate the business or even try to integrating AI into any business, I always starting with assessment to get to see where they at in their basics. We need to see what kind of a data, because a lot of time, just like you said earlier, Rose, without you feed in the proper data of your program, your methodology, your brain voice, your message, you're not able to have ChatGPT to generate the output that is going to fulfill what you have to do, you want to do in business, right? So this is kind of the part we have seen a lot of people don't even have a solid basic, like a brain message, brain identity, their methodology. It's just not clear. And that's kind of use that is where we usually start to help them gain clarity, kind of like they get to know who they are the first time or for longest time, right? So they finally have that clarity. So a lot of time we do have to start with the basic, and that's kind of where we start. And once we get the basic, like the brand identity with the message, their methodology, and their theme, and then we will be using that to start crafting their brand story. So we usually teaching people those there. There's a lot of story to tell. There's a documentary story, and don't even start talking about it because otherwise I'll start falling asleep, right? Since I have a jet lag. But there's a lot of different story that you tell that will become a hook to your audience, to your potential prospect, your potential client. And those are, the people always love about your background, right? Before they want to do business with you, they want to know who they are dealing with. Matter of fact, there is 74% of American consumer will trust someone if they have a respected brand, personal brand, and 82% of people, the consumer, will waiting on their decision buying if the executive of the company have trusted personal brand. So that is the reason why we're seeing the personal brand become so important, especially when the AI start getting more and more involved. Then people want to know, okay, I want to deal with real human. I don't want to deal with a machine. Right? So it's kind of like when something is kind of overdoing, there will be another part people are looking for, they're seeking for that personal touch. And that's why we're out there, sharing with people about their personal branding is still important, regardless there's AI getting involved with that. AI is really just amplified, speed up what you already have for your framework. So that's kind of why when we are sharing, we are teaching this students about the story, we usually want them to craft really well connected. Their most some people would call them the hero's journey. Basically their origin story and things like that, how they become, who they are today, based on their business. And then of course, then people by the time they decide, oh, they are they can connecting with you through your personal story. They feel that personal touch. And they want to know what you have to offer, then you want to make sure you have your corporate story or your product story ready, because that's kind of what people, if they like you, they want to see what you offer, right? And another thing is the market trends. People want to see if you're credible, you know what you're talking about. Those are kind of the credibility building story. And so those are the type of story we're helping our student to build on top of, what they already say, they already know about their brand identity. And after that, we will help them turn those copy, because all those things that we just created from your brand identity to story, there's just words, right? And then we need to turn it into some sort of the design form so they can be into a multi-platform. They can be turned into a text and become a post on the social media, or they can be turned into the video, or people can actually design an image out of that. So that's when we are start crafting all those things they have created from the brand identity to story into design. And the fourth step is helping the market. Of course, during this kind of process, we were using the AI tools to help them amplify the process so they don't have like used to be Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Premiere, or Final Cut Pro and all that, because I graduated with the multimedia design 30 years ago. So, using this AI tool is definitely kind of feel like an upgrade of the tools I have used in the past. So to me, it's a smoother transition. Of course, there's still new tools to learn, but you once you have that kind of a learning, you kind of understand certain tools, how to use it, you can pick up pretty quickly. But yeah, that is kind of how we've been helping, the coaches and consultants and solopreneurs especially, because they are the one, they have to do it all. Marketing, sales, operation, right? Who has that
Absolutely.
kind of everything?
So using what we've learned from ChatGPT to build our brand, how can we then use ChatGPT or any AI to enhance our customer engagement?
Great question. So, actually, this is also an emerging trend. Clones actually are going to be expected for pretty much an emerging future. People are actually expected hyper personalized interaction with you. Well, how are we going to do that? I'm only one person. I gotta sleep, right? So that is why a clone, we will start seeing clone, a better quality of a clone will start getting involved. But it's not replacing the human. It's really more replacing the area of the business where the coaches or consultant or business owners have to do the, we call the frequent asked questions. How do you like to spend in front of a computer all day long and just answer the same question over and over? Where is my password? How do I reset? Right? All those questions, like, so how do I find your product? Right? All those questions that can be simply handled by clone with the chatbot, right? It'll be kind of like the clone yourself with the kind of combined with the chatbot, so it become more personalized because with your face, right? And also with a trained chatbot. So that's kind of how we see that could deploy it into the company's website. So that is kind of how you're able to see this kind of a combination of clone and the chatbot will save you 60% of the time by repeating answer the same questions over and over.
Yeah, don't you just hate that when you get, several calls a day and it's just the same question? And I mean, I've got a, I remember when Facebook's Messenger first started allowing us to, put questions in our business pages. And even then, people would still ask the question. They could click on a question and get an answer, but then they'd ask the question anyway. And I'd think, well, what's the point of having this, this application available to you if people aren't going to use it? So, I'm hoping that they do come up with chatbots that are a little bit more intuitive.
Yes, that is actually a good point. So there is the type of chatbot that you're referring to, something like a mini chat that is kind of an off-the-shelf AI tools out there. So I might get a little bit technical here, but I'll try to do as kind of a no-brainer explanation as possible. So there are two different type of chatbots that is out there. So the one we're familiar with is the one we feed in information, but the chatbot is very robotic. It's like you can see is the version one of a chatbot. You tell them when somebody asks you this question, you give this answer. But if they start asking alternative question, the bot don't know how to answer. They're just gonna repeat the same thing over and over, right? We all seen those kind of a chatbot before. For example, like for our internet services here, they have exactly the same bot. You just keep looping back to the same questions or same answer. They just give you the whole entire set of the same question again, right? You're like, let me talk to
Absolutely, is it so
the
frustrating?
human. So that is the version the kind of older model of the chatbot. So now we will be start seeing the type of chatbot. Just kind of like ChatGPT. ChatGPT is generative AI. So that means it can generate the answer based on what you feed into it. It will give you a different type of answer every time. You don't usually see the answer ChatGPT generated as an output the same every single time, correct? That's because it's generative AI. It starts to think, analyze, and then calculate the probability of the best answer to the question you ask. So later on, that's exactly what we will be seeing It's actually there is an off a shelf the chatbot could already do that. You can actually they can function just like ChatGPT. So it will give you a slightly different answer. It depends on the question you ask. So it wouldn't be want to pull out your hair. It's like, let me talk to the human. It wouldn't be like that. So they are a model, different model out there, model two.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to see Model 2, definitely. I mean, a lot of quite well-known brands out there use Model 1, and it is so frustrating when you ask a question that's outside the box, and
Yeah.
it's not in their list of questions, and you think, please, yes, just let me talk to somebody real because you're not answering my question. And you're right, it's just a loop that goes round and round and round, and you just don't get any satisfaction. And it can be quite challenging for a business owner who wants a straight out answer to a problem that they're having.
Yeah, so that is exactly what the part of what we do. So I know I was just actually talking to a client or soon to be my client, and that is kind of one of the things they want to integrate it into their business is to actually can handle the frequent asked questions using the customized chatbot that we're talking about because we have to customize for them because it's off the shelf type of the chatbot's not going to satisfy because exactly what you just said. They don't want to drive their customer nuts.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So now we've got our brand and now we've got our customer engagement. How do we find that operational efficiency using AI? Because operational efficiency can be a challenge for 95% of business owners.
Yes. So usually it depends on when we are talking to any business owners, we kind of look at the size of their business, how complicated, like how many different departments, right? I used to work at the as a property manager managing somewhere from 500 to 1,000 unit apartment complex, student apartment complex. Before that, I used to, manage between 1 to 5 units. Once it become that larger the size, the whole operation just changing completely. You need to use a completely different format. So that's kind of when we're looking at when we look in a solopreneur, consultant, or coaches, they're one single person. When we're looking at operation, the operation is kind of small, right? From marketing, sales, maybe a little bit of a customer service and the whole operation with the CRM, and that's it. They're usually their whole operation is pretty streamlined. Of course, I'm just usually use the quick, I'm sure there's every business can be customized a little bit differently, but this is kind of like a major thing. So we all depends on how complicated the company is. But some of the companies are a little bit bigger. They have sales department, the marketing department, administrative department, recruiting department, the IT department, R&D department. Things are getting more complicated. So a lot of time, what we have experienced, the company would not necessarily want us to start touching their operations because it's like kind of like a heart of the engine of their business. So usually when we are seeing, they're willing for you to try one part of their department, either sales department, marketing department, right? That is something they're willing to risk using AI because it's not part of their the heart of their business. So usually that's kind of where we start the most. Because this is also the easiest area we can see the most the result the fastest, most impactful area usually started with the sales and marketing. As soon as we earn their trust in those two areas, and that's when they start opening the door for their administrative and to their recruiting, to their operation. Because a lot of time, as you know, to me, I look at operation for a bigger company. Usually, we work with smaller companies, from 1 to 3 million, $1 to $3 million. So they are usually, if you want to open up their operation, a lot of time it's kind of like you are doing the open heart surgery. There's a lot of vessels, bloodstreams are going around a lot of different places, to the sales department, marketing department, administrative department, right? So usually we don't really start operating there. So that's kind of why once they have us to operate on the other side, like the marketing and sales, and then when everything start running smoothly, that's when we get closer to the heart to do the diagnosis, do the assessment on that. So we literally are based on their what we usually do is we will look at that, we will interview the key player of that department, the person that actually know the whole entire process, right, ins and out, because that way that's how we're able to create a workflow that for to make it run smoothly. And that's kind of how we document every step of the person's doing, that key player is doing. And if that person also are having the cross interaction with a different department, that's even more important, right? Because we know how those connected, we got to create a workflow for that. And that's kind of how we are creating each step of those process, recording how they start doing their job from A to Z. And that is the that's how we started to create a workflow to help them streamline their part of the business. Of course, there's a lot more detail to it. I don't want to bore with you the detail, but that's kind of how we're helping them connecting the dots. So let the AI to start to communicate with each other with a different program. So like start talking to each other, kind of like USB. You know, we all using USB. We're just having the USB connected different devices, and that's kind of how we do it with the help with the company. Connecting with the workflow is just like connecting USB with the different devices. Maybe that would be
Wonderful.
easy.
Sounds logical. Sounds logical. And I guess, you know, when we look at workflow, you know, without using AI, that's basically how you start. You know, you find someone who is integral to the part of that particular department and can do all of the tasks in that particular area, get and f all the information out of their brain, and then go to the next department and see how they overlap and see where you can find similarities in tasks, and maybe, you know, you could take tasks away from somebody and give it to somebody else. Who knows? But yeah, you know, and but using AI to do that is a great way to save time, I think, and can come up with different scenarios and different outcomes.
Exactly. You can even train your sales department using AI to train. Well, when I say AI to train, it's technically how we do it is we find who is the top salesperson in that department, and then we record his or her process, and then record a training video using the avatar. And then later on, instead of have relying on that top sales person to train entire team, when he or she might be frustrated, why do I have to train the team when I can just go out and make sales, you know, make the commission, right? So now, once we're recording how the person closing the deal, you can just using as a training manual to train the rest of the team to be as good as that person.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can find Athena on Facebook at Athena dot Todd 88. She's on LinkedIn at Athena Todd. Also, you can find her on her website at launchlabhub.com. Athena, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience today?
So I would say I'm actually I want to help a lot of coaches out there that really are looking to get help because we've been getting a lot of inquiry lately, and I want to offer the same to your audience as well. I do have a 15 minutes complimentary automation you know workflow call requests. If any of your audience want to just get there's no sales, no obligation of any commitment whatsoever. It's really getting an idea to see how I can assist in helping automating part of their business. And then, of course, there's opportunity. We'll see if we work well together. If not, you know, my hope is your audience can walk away with the clarity, at least know some part of they can start using and start implementing it right away.
Wonderful. You can find the AI automation workflows call request at calendly.com/AI powered Athena Todd /15min. And Athena, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for sharing your incredible insights into AI and how we can use it to better our businesses.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.